Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, February 6th. And Burns, a great first weekend in February. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow, and the OSU men's basketball team had a big win at Kansas.
Boy, they really did, Kelly. That was so exciting, and I was so happy for the team and Coach Ford and his staff. What an accomplishment. I mean, the Jayhawks had almost 40 straight wins in Allen Fieldhouse there, a wonderful venue for college basketball, and before 16,000-plus fans at KU, the young Cowboy team pulled it through. It was really stupefying, exciting, if that's a word.
Well, Orange Power ruled the day on the hardwood over the weekend, but Green Power is also gaining momentum at Oklahoma State University.
It really is. It hasn't been well publicized, but we have a long-term agreement with Oklahoma Gas and Electric, OGE, to provide wind power to the Stillwater campus. And the Cowboy Wind Farm near Blackwell has 26 turbines, and we switched on the wind farm January 1st. It now generates 67% of the electricity for the Stillwater campus. I used to, kind of cuss the wind that we have, and now when I feel the wind, I just think of all those money savings. But the really impressive thing is that, in addition, is that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, announced last week that OSU is number 5 on the college and university list of largest green power producers. So that's quite an accomplishment, I think. Our green power use is equivalent to avoiding the carbon dioxide emissions of nearly 15,000 passenger vehicles per year. And we'll celebrate the launch of our wind farm later this month with a special event with Governor Fallon, of course, an OSU grad.
Meanwhile, Burns, Oklahoma State receiving more kudos when it comes to affordable education.
We are always pleased to be included, as we have for many years in the past, the Princeton Review. We're included in the top 75 best values among public colleges and universities. These rankings are based on university academics, cost, and financial aid. You may recall we received a similar recognition from Kiplinger's last month. As a land-grant university, our mission is to educate talent in Oklahoma and share that talent with our state, the nation, and the world. And to do that, we have to be affordable. And we work very hard at that, and we're pleased that it's been recognized by both the Princeton Review and Kiplinger's.
And finally, Burns, I know you want to tip your hat this week to some OSU student numbers crunchers. They recently bested their counterparts at a national competition for accounting students.
They really did. Kelly, Oklahoma State University has always had a very successful and prominent and highly ranked accounting school. I say that immodestly since I'm a graduate of the accounting school. Much of the credit for that goes to longtime department head Wilton P. Anderson, who was one of the giants in accounting. Well, the excellence has continued. There were some 460 teams and 2,300 students who competed nationwide. These were all accounting students. 5 of our accounting students from the Spear School of Business won a prestigious national competition. The top 5 teams then met in Washington. Oklahoma State is the first university to win nationals in its very first year of competition. Our students will split a prize of $10,000. They captured what's known as the Hamilton Award, named for Alexander Hamilton, of course, the first U.S. Secretary of the Treasury. Congratulations to the great accounting team from the Department of Accounting and the Spear School of Business here at Oklahoma State University.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.